Sister D, from the Anuggahita Sutta, Saraji had explained the first three in detail, and Saraji also explained the later two briefly. The later two among the five factors are Samatha Anuggahita and Vipassana Anuggahita. Samatha Anuggahita, nurturing the practice with Samatha, is important in the Satipatthana practice. The three factors, Viriya, Sati, and Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, make up Samatha. And from the time yogi gets up, whatever posture he, she is in, walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, turning, opening and closing of the eyes, yogi should be mindful continuously. If the person is not mindful, there will be lack of mindfulness and the defilements enter. Saraji explained by using the example of making use of one's plot of land by planting useful trees. And when planting useful trees, one has to take care so that weeds and creepers will not interfere the plantation. If the owner does not plant useful trees, his or her plot of land will be full of weeds and creepers. And also, creatures can dwell in these weeds and creepers, and these poisonous creatures can even give trouble to the owner. In the same way, the nama rupa are compared to the plot of land. These nama rupa arise due to the past deeds. If one does not make use of the nama rupa usefully, then there can be greed, wanting things, anger, aversion, hatred, not knowing, knowing wrongly, and mana, conceit, envy, jealousy, stinginess, and indulging in these defilements, the person commits dukkha-citta, evil conducts, without having moral shame and moral fear. There is ahirika and anuttapa, lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear. Due to ahirika and anuttapa, the person commits evil conducts and the person becomes useless and worthless. One's body also becomes useless and worthless. The nivarana hindrances give most trouble. These nivarana hindrances are very poisonous. And when these nivarana hindrances are overwhelming, and if the person indulges in these nivarana hindrances, the mind will get spoiled and there will be misconduct. Committing misconduct, there will not be internal peace. One's physical, verbal behavior become unclean, impure, dirty, and polluted. One will not get peacefulness, and one is also hurting and harming others. The nama rupa that are arising as cause and effect, if one does not make use of it in a useful way, it will be the land of kilesa defilements. Kilesa bhumi, these nama rupa will be the land of defilements. In order to make use of it, one should be mindful of every arising object so that one will continuously be cultivating viriya sati and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. Having effort, laziness will have no chance to arise. One will be removing defilements. Removing defilements here means not giving chance for these defilements to arise. Having sati, mindfulness, the defilements cannot enter the mind. Having samadhi, concentration, the mind will not be distracted. It will not scatter. There will not be restlessness. Nivaranas, hindrances, have no chance to arise when viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration are present. With the protection of viriya, sati, and samadhi, the mind will not be agitated. The mind will be calm, collected. There will be collectedness of the mind continuously. In the example, in the plot of land, one should take care so that the weeds and creepers cannot grow. One should remove the weeds and creepers, and one should remove the trees that are useless. So in agricultural term, it is called improvement felling. And also the gardener should also remove pests and insects that gives trouble. In the same way, yogi must also remove the pests, defilement pests that can destroy the mindfulness and concentration. One should be mindful so that the defilement pests will be prevented from entering. And if these defilement pests arise, one should remove it immediately, right away. So Saraji is using this agricultural example. He himself is not an agriculturalist, but from what the Buddha taught, together with the general knowledge, Saraji explained using this example of planting tree in the plot of land. And most of you are also eating fruit, so even though you grew up in the city, you are familiar with how the plants are grown. The person's life is also an agricultural field. The person's life is also a plantation field. One should be cultivating samatha every single second continuously. Just as the pests and weeds, creepers should be removed, in the same way, nivarana, hindrances, are to be removed. Among them, among these nivaranas, ahirika and anotapa, lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, are most frightening. Having ahirika and anotapa, one is not shameful, one is not afraid to commit wrongdoings. Having ahirika, one is not shameful to do wrongful things, just as a pig is not disgusted with feces. Having anuttapa, the person is not afraid to commit wrongdoings, just as the moth fly is not afraid of fire. The ahirika and anuttapa, lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, make the person inferior and degraded, and the person will not be shameful and afraid of the bad consequences of the wrongful conduct. Ahirika and anuttapa are called kanna dhamma. They are the black, dirty states of the mind. And these are compared to the black color. The black color absorbs heat. Lacking hiri and otapa, one absorbs defilements and wrongdoings. When a person goes into the sun wearing black color, it absorbs heat. Wearing white color, it repels the heat. In the same way, having ahirika and anuttapa will absorb unwholesomeness. As long as these ahirika and anuttapa arise, one will never gain peacefulness. One will be in the heat of defilements. Letting one's mind go freely on sensual objects, if the person gets what they want, there will be fun. But it leads to social problems that cannot be solved. If the person has ahirika and anuttapa, the person will not be able to control himself, herself. The person is lacking the guardian of the world. Having ahirika and anuttapa, one becomes unruly. One commits rude action by body, speech, and mind. And one is destroying one's own world. And one is also destroying the surrounding. So in this way, ahirika and anuttapa destroys the world. The person's physical, verbal, mental behavior will not be pure and clean, and the person will not shine, and the person will not be morally uplifted, the person will be inferior and degraded, and it is most frightening. Having ahirika and anuttapa, the other inferior mental states follow. There will be lack of sati, mindfulness, pamada, negligence, failure also arises. Pamada means failure, negligence, to refrain from things that should be refrained from. Failure, negligence to perform things that should be performed. The misconduct are the things that should be refrained from. One should refrain from these wrongful conduct. One should prevent oneself from committing these wrongful conduct, and one should uproot these wrongful conduct. If one fails to refrain from these misconduct, there will be negligence, failure in one's responsibility, and it is pamada. And also, there are things that one should perform. Good behavior, pure clean behavior by body, speech, and mind are the things that should be performed. One should be free from cruelty. One should be free from torturing others. One should be free from sexual misconduct, and so on. Refraining from these wrongdoings, one's physical behavior will be pure, clean, and tamed. And also, when talking, one should talk in a pleasant way, not to be in the threatening way, but one should talk in a pleasant way, sweetly. And one should not take other people's belongings by force. And one should not destroy others. So in this way, one should refrain from this misconduct by speech and mind. Failure to refrain from this wrong action by body, speech, and mind, it is pamada, negligence, failure. Failing to refrain from things that should be refrained from, failing to perform things that should be performed, pamada arises, and the person becomes useless. Pamada is very frightening. If there is lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, pamada, negligence, and failure automatically arises. Pamada is not categorized, but based on these tests, there are three kinds. The misconduct, there are three kinds of misconduct. The kaya dujarita, bodily misconduct. There are three kinds of bodily misconduct. And vajidocharita, four kinds of verbal misconduct. Manodocharita, three kinds of mental misconduct. These make up 10 kinds of docharita, 10 kinds of evil conduct. If the person first commits these misconduct, and without remorse, if the person continues committing this misconduct, letting oneself go freely without holding back, is called pamada. And it is the worst form of pamada. And one gives troubles, one is harming others. The second type is letting oneself go freely on sensual objects without controlling oneself. So letting oneself go freely on the sensual objects, and one does not hold oneself in these pursuing for sensual objects. So these sensual objects consist of things that should be seen, things that are heard, things that are smelt, tasted, such as sweet, sour, pungent flavor, and also touch between the delicate soft fabric, or it can also be the touch between the opposite sex. Most of the worldlings are letting themselves go freely on sensual objects. And some cannot be content with what they have. They also commit misconduct, sexual misconduct, on others who are not their partners. So nowadays, there are illnesses such as AIDS, and there are many social problems. So these are caused by pamada, negligence, failure. They let oneself go freely on the sensual pleasure. Without remorse, they do not hold back. And these kind of sensual pleasure become dangerous and fatal. The first kind, letting oneself go freely on the misconduct, evil conduct, is very gross. The second type, letting oneself go freely on sensual pleasure, it is subtler, more subtle than the pamada on the dukkha. And this letting oneself go freely on the sensual pleasure are dangerous and fatal. Nowadays, when people take intoxicants, they first take these intoxicants without knowing the bad consequences of it, and they become addicted, and they keep on using it, and they become the slave of intoxicants. So such kind of intoxication are dangerous and fatal. Even if they seek medical treatment, their mind will not be normal, and they become crazy and mad. Knowing the benefit of Satipatthana practice, or with encouragement of others, the person comes to the center to practice Satipatthana meditation. Rather than practicing Satipatthana meditation diligently, if the person is not practicing respectfully, meticulously, gazing, thinking, imagining, doing sitting meditation at some time, and then gazing, dreaming, daydreaming at other moment, such kind is also the subtle kind of pamada, negligence. So such kind of subtle pamada is giving trouble to this high-class Satipatthana practice. If the person is practicing in stop-and-go manner, taking rests in between, practicing flippantly, in an easygoing manner. So if the person is doing thus, his or her virya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration will not be continuous. His or her practice will be infected by defilement pests. And also, his or her practice is ruined by weeds and creepers that his or her vipassana samadhi plant will not grow well. So it will take ardent effort in order to make progress in the practice. But if there is pamada, negligence, failure in the practice, then his or her life will have losses. So these losses created by pamada will be great. So there are three kinds of pamada. The first one is letting oneself go freely on misconduct. The second is letting oneself go freely on sensual objects, sensual pleasure. And the third is not practicing this high-class practice respectfully, meticulously. So these three kinds of pamada will lead to loss in life. If the gardener does not nurture the plant, the sapling in this way, the sapling will not grow well. And if there are weeds and creepers around, the plant that grows among the creepers and weeds will not grow to be a big tree. It will not be a strong tree. So taking this example, especially young people will have to be cautious. If young people or if a person gets addicted with intoxicants, the life is a loss. So today, Saraji explained the facts about Samatha Nogahita. And tomorrow, Saraji will explain how beneficial to have Samatha Nogahita. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.